Welcome back to Texan Football, live from Marble Falls, Texas.
Back at Mustang Field, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. KDRP LPFM Dripping Springs, Texas at 103.1 FM. And K261 DW Henley and the Texas Hill Country at 100.1 FM. Broadcasting free and live worldwide at KDRPLive.org and on WimberleyRadio.com. Texans will get the football here as we begin the second half. They will move right to left on your radio dial. Absolutely no wind here tonight. It's cool, but the weather not a factor in this ball game here tonight. And it will be Moises Tellez who will kick off for the Taylor Ducks. Again, Wimberley leading it 17-14. The winner of this game will play the winner of the Gonzalez-Hondo game next week. But first things first, huh, Randy?
Absolutely, first things first. Have to admit, we were guilty of looking ahead as well, Mike.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Here's Tellez now. Approaches the football, and he kicks it off. It is way short again. Taken at the 21-yard line. Drop! Rolling around. Let's see who has it. Around the 32-yard line. A scramble for the football. And it was dropped by the receiver. Couldn't tell who it was who dropped it, but Wimberley has come up with it miraculously for the Texans. So Texans will have it. First down and 10, and that could have been disastrous for the Texans.
Wow, boy, they dodged a bullet there. And again, the kickoff resembles more of a punt. Then it's a very extremely high end-over-end.
Short.
And, very short. I believe that was Dennis Smith who stepped up, and it very high, almost like he's fielding a punt. And with that spin, the rotating on the ball, he had a hard time getting a handle on it, and the ball bounced forward. Boy, they're lucky to recover that.
And it bounced forward about 6 or 7 yards. It was significant. At any rate, doesn't matter now. First down and 10. Lambert from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to go off left tackle. He's got the 35 and out. Near the 40-yard line is Lambert. They're going to spot him at the 39-yard line. That's a pickup of 8, a nice run by Brady Lambert.
Yeah, Kobe Kelly did his job, took care of that right defensive end for the Ducks, cleared that lane for Lambert to make that nice run.
So it'll be second down and 2 for Lambert. That's the first time we've seen that play, Randy, and actually that was Lambert's first carry from scrimmage tonight. He was sacked earlier. But he hasn't carried the football from scrimmage, so we may see a little more of that. Second down and 2 now, especially if it gains 8 yards of carry. You know they're going to see more of that. Here's Trinity Wilson up the middle. He pushes the pile forward, picks up 3 yards and a first down.
Well, he was met hard by Adrian Smith right at the he's the right tackle, met right at the line of scrimmage. He picked up enough of the first down, but boy, not much more than that.
They're spotting it at the Wimberley 42-yard line. So the Texans with a quick first down here, just underway in the second half. Texans leading it 17-14. Lambert will call signals from the shotgun again. Long count. First and 10. Turns, fakes the handoff. He's going to carry it himself. 45, 50. Look out. 45 stumbles and down to the 41-yard line. Of Taylor is Brady Lambert.
Boy, had he not lost his footing that time, he really probably taken it all the way to the house. Ducks come out here in the second half, Mike. They're lining up in a 33 stack defense. That's where they've got a nose tackle and somebody lined up over the guard on each side, and the linebackers are standing directly behind them. And it's like an automatic blitz call here. They've changed it up this time.
Now they've switched it up on this. Now they have 4 down linemen. First down and 10 at the 41-yard line of Taylor. Wimberley on the move here early in the second half. Give up the middle to the fullback. That's Colby Kelly, who is able to push forward for about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7, his first carry of the night.
Yeah, not a lot doing there. He tried to go around the left side of mind the left tackle, big man Brad Rodriguez for the Texans, and plowed forward for 4 yards.
Second down now. 6 yards to go for the Texans. Lambert checks his play chart. He's in the shotgun formation. 9:45 left to play in the third period. Wimberly leading it 17-14. Fake handoff. He's going to run it himself. Trying to get outside left is Lambert. He's carrying a defender with him down to close to the 38-yard line. And right at the line of scrimmage is Brady Lambert.
Well, the Ducks that time came blitzing the two linebackers that were on the left side. They were lined up in what looked like a 44 stack that time, and the two linebackers came from the left side and was able to run Lambert down as he was trying to go to his left.
You keep using all this terminology, Randy. Good grief. You're a smart guy.
No, we have a nice vantage point up here tonight.
That's
huh?
right, we do. You got a Twitter account and you're barking out, you know, the way these guys are lining up and stuff. Good grief, I can barely remember my name and you're doing all this.
See what the Texans can get going.
Third down and seven now. Big play here, Randy, as Lambert takes the snap, throws it out right side off the fingertips of Hunter Burchell in that right flat, incomplete.
Yeah, the ball sailed a little bit high. Just went right, well, it was too high to be catchable. And, it's going to set up fourth down.
Yeah, and the Texans are kind of in no man's land, Randy. You almost expect them to go for it here at the 38-yard line. Obviously, you're too far out to try a field goal, and you may be too close to pooch kick it down there. They're going to go for it, I think.
Yeah, that last play was a little swing pass. Had he caught it, he certainly would have had room to go, probably get the first down. Just a little bit too high. They're going to go for it, though.
It was high and hot. Lambert threw it out there pretty strongly. Here's Lambert now. Fourth down and seven for the Texans. Back to throw. Throws it out left side. It's caught at the sideline by Dennis Smith, and a first down to the 30-yard line. A gain of eight.
Ooh, he stepped out of bounds. I didn't think he was going to make it, but looks like he had about a yard to spare.
Smith caught that and was able to get outside and gain enough yardage for a first down. How big is that on fourth down and seven to keep this drive alive? That was huge for the Texans.
It was huge. I had a little swing pass to him that time to the left side, and nice run after the catch to get the first down.
Quickly ready to go again is Lambert. Smith and Wilson in the backfield with him. Wilson's going to get it, trying to find some running room. He has nothing. Breaks a tackle, but now swarmed under, and that's going to be a loss of five for Trinity Wilson back at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Dennis Smith tried to lead him around the right side and let the tackler go by him, and Trinity Wilson really had nowhere to go.
Well, it was a mathematics issue almost, Randy. There was too many of them and not enough of the Texans over there.
See Kobe Kelly out there trying to get put himself back in the game. He said, let me be the lead blocker, coach.
I'm just so impressed by the Ducks here tonight. Whatever their game plan was tonight, Randy, it's worked against a team that's ranked so much higher than they are. Lambert now will turn and give it to Smith. Nope, he faked the handoff. Now he's going to throw right side, and it is caught down near the 25-yard line. And that is going to be Nick Alana with the catch. Pickup of eight.
That's second reception, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that he's had tonight. And, you know, we generally don't call his name very much on the receptions, but a nice sideline toe-dragging catch that time.
And another big play here coming up for the Texans, third down and five. One thing the Ducks have been able to do, Randy, is they've really cut down the big plays from this Texans offense that we've become accustomed to.
Yeah, except for that one long pass that the
right.
Texans made.
So third down and five. Got to get to the 20 for the first down. Here's Lambert rolling left. He's under pressure. Now he's going to throw it deep down the field into the end zone. And knocked away by Burchell. Actually, it didn't make it to the end zone. It got down to the five-yard line. And it was almost picked off that time, Randy, by Eric Aldrotti. Burt Schell was able to turn around and play defense on that one and knock it loose.
Yeah, if it had not been for the great defense that time, Burt Schell, that ball certainly would have been intercepted. Lots of pressure again on Lambert, and ball obviously slipped out of his hands. It floated up way high. Certainly wasn't where he was wanting it to go. Texans are lucky they still have that ball.
And now it's going to be another fourth down play, fourth down and five. It looked like Lambert was just trying to get rid of the ball before he got sacked back there. At any rate, fourth down and five for Wimberly. Lambert's going to roll right, looking, screen left. All kinds of running room. It's Smith, and he's going to be brought down at the 24-yard line, though. What a great play that was by the defender.
That was Isaac Franco, one of the smaller players out on the field, but what great speed. He came sucking up fast to Dennis Smith there, tied him up around the ankles, and tackled him for not enough for the first down.
What a play that was by Franco, Randy, because when Smith caught the ball, it looked like he had all kinds
of
running room.
Didn't he?
Yeah. Franco just had to do that individually. He just did that himself. So now the Ducks will take over, first and 10. The give is to the left side at Scott, and he's got a big gainer out beyond the 30-yard line. Excuse me, that's going to be a gain of 8 for Scott. So Ronald Scott with an 8-yard gain, and that'll be second down and 2.
Well, and they had him bottled up there right at the line of scrimmage. Reed Jones came up, made contact, wasn't able to bring him down. And though he runs so tough, it was able to pick up 9 yards. They're going to mark it.
Well, this is a huge drive here for both teams here, Randy. If the Ducks are able to manage to drive it down the field and score here, I mean, it is game on midway in the third quarter. It's game on already. Second down and 1. Give Scott a 9-yard carry on that one. Snyder will turn. He'll give it to Caldwell. Left side, he's got outside running room. 35-40 to the 45 and knocked out of bounds near midfield is Jarvis Caldwell. That's going to be a pickup of 16.
Well, there was absolutely no outside containment by the Texans on their right side. And once he got around, found around that corner, he had a lot of room to run.
Yeah, he really did. And they've got some talented backs, Randy. All of their backs are pretty athletic.
Well, and they're doing the right now the Ducks are doing a fantastic job up front. You know, that time they ran that double tight end set. The Texans have 3 men down and two guys outside, and it's they're just outnumbered.
Here's the turn and the give up the middle to Mikey McIntyre. He's able to reel off 5 yards, I guess. They're going to spot it at the Wimberley 47-yard line, so give him a 5-yard gain. So it'll be second down and 5 now for the Ducks, who look like they're going to move it smartly coming out of the locker room themselves, Randy.
And again, part of their strategy at this point has to eat that clock up.
Yes. Snyder now will turn and will give it to McIntyre again. He is wiped out in the backfield, a loss of 2 yards in that backfield.
Yeah, that was a great play, Nicolana. That's what we've the Texans need to see more of that, where they read that. Again, a lot of misdirection going on. 3 backs moving there in opposite directions in the backfield, and Nicolana read that perfectly.
So third down and 5 now. They're saying that McIntyre got back to the line of scrimmage. Big, big play on both sides of the line of scrimmage here. Snyder turns, gives it to Wiggins up the middle. Wiggins is pushing the pile forward, close to that first down marker. And they're going to spot him about a yard short, it looks like, at the 43-yard line. This is right in front of us. He's definitely a yard short, so give him a 4-yard gain. That's his first carry of the second half.
Yeah, just a dive over the right side. He runs very low to the ground, and as demonstrated there, he was all on his own and just runs with a lot of power.
Clock at 4:45 and rolling. Fourth down and 1. Taylor on the move at the Wimberley 43-yard line. Texans fans on their feet exhorting their defense here. What a big, big play this is, with the Texans holding on to a slim 17-14 lead. Quickly to the line of scrimmage is Snyder. Puts a man in motion. He's going to turn and give it to Wiggins up the middle. He's got the first down and more. 40 and down to the 36-yard line is Emmett Wiggins. A pickup of 6.
Yeah, Texas brought all of their linebackers that time, tried to stuff up in the gaps, and Wiggins was able to get through.
And it looks like a lot of times Taylor doesn't even split a wide receiver out, Randy. They just pile everybody up in the middle and just put a hat on a hat, and they're able to get running room with these talented backs. First down and 10. Pitch left side to Wiggins. Looking for running room. Turns it inside. Flag on the play. He gets it down to the 31-yard line, and the flag is at a place where you would normally associate with holding there,
yeah,
but we'll see.
Like that left tight end might have had a piece of Dennis Smith over there.
Pickup of about 5 again, but yeah, they're going to bring this back. Holding against the Taylor Ducks, so that'll back them up. And they'll put this ball down now right at the 46-yard line of Wimberley.
That's a good break for the Texans there. That's mix up first down and 20 on a running team. Is, of course, Hey, you wouldn't know it tonight.
That's right. These guys can reel off 20 yards pretty quickly, huh?
Well, Texas are doing seem to be doing a better job bottling them up so far tonight.
Here's Scott now, and he breaks a tackle and gets 6 yards of it back down to the 40-yard line.
And again, the Texans had him bottled up right there in the backfield at the line of scrimmage, having a hard time bringing them down.
How in the world did this team go 3-7? I keep looking out here thinking, what? What am I seeing here? Second down and 14 now for the Ducks. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Wimberly holding on here, 17-14. Pitch right. Right side, looks like McIntyre to the 35-yard line and down to the 32-yard line is the running back, and that's Isaac Franco actually in the game, and he gets his first carry. That's six players who have carried the football for Taylor here tonight.
Yeah, Johnny Rios and Dontrell Hargers for the Ducks leading the way out there. Oh, we're going to have a chop block call.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Chop block against Taylor. So back this up. The Ducks are trying to overcome a couple of pretty significant penalties on this drive. So let's see where they put the football here now. It'll be a replay of second down.
Yeah, and this is a pretty significant penalty. Although that holding call didn't seem to slow them down too much. They were making up yards pretty quick.
Well, this one's a 15-yarder, so you're right. It is very significant. They're going to put it way back at the Taylor 45-yard line. The Ducks have to get to the 26-yard line of Wimberly to get this first down. Do that quick math here, Randy.
I'm trying. It looks
24
almost,
5 yards,
closer
like that.
To 30. Second down in, 10, 20. Yeah,
second
about 20,
30,
28 yards.
Yeah, something like that. Second down and long to go for the Ducks.
Well, if there's ever a chance for the Texans to make a defensive statement, this better be it.
That's exactly right. Back to throw is Snyder. He's going to go at left side. It's complete over there. Down inside Wimberly territory to the 47-yard line. It's a pickup of about 8.
Man, Jarvis that time spread out wide to the left. Took off down the field. And did a little comeback route, had some cushion between him and the defender, and was able to make that nice gain.
First completed pass for the Ducks here tonight. 1:53 left to play in the third quarter. Wimberly again leading it 17-14. We've got a good one on our hands here tonight. Third down and forever. Back to throw. The Ducks over the middle. It is in and out of the hands of the receiver. That was Jalen Curley who was trying to reel that one in. Incomplete.
Boy, he was wide open, too. He came out from underneath all the secondaries for the Texans that had gone back deep. He came out about 10 yards to the left side there, and it should have been caught.
And a punt. What is this? We're going to punt the football? This is the first punt of the night on either side of the field. It's going to be Cale McQuillan who will come in and punt the football away. Dennis Smith and Hunter Burkshell back deep for the Texans. Snap is a good one, and he gets the punt off, and Burkshell will get it, and he is hit as soon as he caught it. No, that's Smith, who is knocked down at the 16-yard line. I thought they might flag him for not giving him enough room to catch the ball there, Randy, but I guess not.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. He was very lucky to hang on to that ball. Kudos to him, because he was hit just as immediately. About the same time the ball got there, he was being knocked backwards.
He was hit absolutely immediately. Our game tonight brought to you by some of our annual sponsors for these playoffs. Wizenant and Lyle Water Services, Belterra, Texas, and the Marbridge Foundation as well. A few of our many sponsors here tonight. And here's Brady Lambert in the shotgun. First and 10 at the 16-yard line. Back to throw, looking left. Pump fake. Now he's got a receiver. He's going to throw it down to Holloman. Caught near the 40-yard line. Davis Holloman with the catch. They're going to spot it at the 41-yard line. A pickup of 24.
Boy, nice job by Holloman. That time he started out what looked like a little post route, and then he turned and went up the field. And not bad defense by the Ducks. Good catch by Holloman. Nice gain.
Yeah, it was the old pump and go, wasn't it?
It was. Update on the Gonzalez score. They're now 21-3, Gonzalez, in the third quarter.
42-yard line. Wimberly has the ball, first and 10. 1 minute, 8 seconds left to play in the third period. Lambert's going to keep it himself. Left side, tough going, but he's able to pick up a yard, maybe two. Nah, just give him a yard. Second down and 9.
Yeah, shoestring track tackle, Jeremiah Rodriguez. Excuse me, that was Court Casey.
They're spotting the ball at the Wimberly 43-yard line. Lambert again shotgun. He's got Wilson and Smith in the backfield with him. That's got to be a pretty comforting thought. Have those guys bracketing you in the backfield. Turn and gives to Wilson, but he is brought down in that backfield. A loss of 3. Back to the 40-yard line. It'll be third down and 12 down for Wimberly.
Yeah, again, the Ducks that time lined up in that 33 stack, and they blitzed both outside linebackers. Seems to be confusing the offensive front for the Texans because, boy, they're sure getting through. You know, that Texans all year long, really, up until that have had a lot of success handing off to Wilson going around that right corner, but nothing doing that time.
And now a timeout is being taken, and Wilson, Randy, minus 5 yards on 3 carries in the second half. That's going to be the end of the third period, actually. End of the third period. Wimberly leading it 17-14 over the Taylor Ducks. You are listening to Wimberly Texans football on WimberlyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for this Wimberly Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Echols, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberly Valley and surrounding hill country. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 or click online at ByronEchols.com. Byron Echols, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberly Texans. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberly football broadcast on WimberlyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberly and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at The Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season.